Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Shh, it's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرم والآل والصحب ثم التابعين فهم أهل التقى والنقى على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك.
Welcome butterflies to another beautiful Friday afternoon. Are we having a blessed Jummah so far? I certainly hope so. Butterflies, did you know Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something to the effect, the day of Jummah is the most noblest of all days? Did you make this Friday a noble Friday? But how do we make the day of Jummah a noble Friday, I hear some of you asking. Well, that's what we're here for, isn't it? To learn about our wonderful Deen of Islam. Butterflies, did you know Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam prescribed certain actions for us for the day of Jummah? And if we do them with full sincerity, of course, then most definitely Allah will grant us those great rewards and we will earn the pleasure of Allah. If we earn the pleasure of Allah, then isn't it definitely a noble and blessed Friday? And do you know what's the best part, butterflies? These are all very easy and simple and quick and normal things that don't take much time. So what are these simple tasks that will earn us the pleasure of Allah? Butterflies, did you know it's sunnah to take a bath or ghusl on the day of Jummah? Wow, easy, isn't it? Indeed it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so, so merciful that He's prepared to reward us just for taking a bath on this day. Did you know it's also sunnah to clip our little nails on our fingers and toes? Ooh, maybe you don't like clipping your nails. I know some butterflies moan and complain and cry, and they're afraid to clip their nails, isn't it? Come on, butterflies, we're big and strong now. We shouldn't be afraid any longer. And if you are still afraid, ask Mummy and Daddy for help. I promise you won't get hurt at all. And here's my personal favorite. Butterflies, did you know it's sunnah to wear our best clothes on the day of Jummah? And to put atar and surma? Wow! Imagine that, butterflies. Isn't it just wonderful? A special reward just for wearing our best clothes. Allah is the most loving and the most merciful. Say Alhamdulillah, butterflies. Did you know it's also sunnah to use a miswak every day? Especially on the day of Jummah. How easy peasy is that? And one last easy sunnah for today, butterflies, is to go early to the masjid for Jummah Salah. That's really simple, isn't it? So if we try and practice on this sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah will reward us. And a special reward because it's Friday. Butterflies, let's go for a quick break.
5 a.m. waking up for Fajr. Gotta make wudu, gotta pray my sunnah. Gotta make khusa, gotta clip my nails. Looking outside, the sun is rising. Up in the sky, everybody's rushing. Gotta get down to the masjid. Gotta say salam to the imam. Sitting in the first saf, chilling in the back saf. Gotta make my mind up, do what the Prophet did. It's Jummah, Jummah, gotta make dhikr on Jummah. Everybody's looking forward to His mercy. Jummah, Jummah, gotta make dhikr on Jummah. Everybody's looking forward to the ajr. Miswalking, miswalking, yeah! Miswalking, miswalking, whoa! Pray, 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 pray. Gotta read Surah Tukah. 12:45, the imam's on the minbar, talking about something like fiqh or zakat. There's whispering, chatting in the crowd, don't they know that it is haram? I stand up, you stand up, praise about to start with the Iqamati Salah. Foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder, just don't step on me. Standing in the first saf, chilling in the back saf, gotta make my mind up, do what the Prophet did. It's Jummah, Jummah, gotta make dhikr on Jummah. Everybody's looking forward to His mercy. Jummah, Jummah, gotta make dhikr on Jummah. Everybody's looking forward to His mercy.
Wow! Subhanallah! Butterflies, did you hear all those amazing rewards? I'm so excited! I promised my mommy and my daddy that I'm going to try and be a good Muslim body. This Friday, Jummah Sunnah are so simple like a pimple. I'm going to try and do them right now. But wait, I'm a bird. I don't have nails, I have claws. And I can't clip my claws. Otherwise, how will I climb trees and hold on to branches? Okay, I can't do that one. Maybe I can use a miswak. Oh, but I don't have teeth either. I have a beak. Ah, shucks, man. I want to be a good buddy. But birdies can't use miswaks, and we can't clip our nails either. How will I get the wabden? But wait, what's that in the window that I see? Is that a perfume can? Let me see. Ooh, wow, Zinida is so thoughtful. She left a creepy crawly and flying perfume can here. I fly, so I'm sure I can use it. She must have left it here, especially for me, because she knows I want to be a good buddy and practice on the sunnah. Look at these nice pictures on this can. There's a picture of a mosquito and a fly. And my favorite yummy, yummy, delicious delicacies. Beetles and cockroaches. Ooh, what's this written here? Duh, 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 duh. I don't know how to read. I'm so small. I only started grade R this year, but I know my alphabets. What's this? Let me see. Butterflies, maybe you can help me. Duh? Duh? here in the studio, I'm sure Zinira will love the wonderful fragrance. It smells like...
Hood-Hood? Hood-Hood? What's that awful smell? Hood-Hood, why are you coughing like that? And what is that smell? It smells like someone sprayed a whole can of doom in here. I need to open the windows in here first and get some fresh air in this place. Hood-Hood, quickly switch on the aircon as well. That's better. Hood-Hood, what's wrong, my baby birdie? Why are your eyes so red? And why are you coughing like that?
Oh, Zinira, I'm so dizzy. My head is spinning. I think I need to lay down.
Here, Hood-Hood, come closer to the window. There's fresh air here. And here, have a sip of water. Don't forget to take 3 sips. It's Cinna.
That's better. I almost choked on that ulcer. It's a horrible one you left there, Zinira. You could have killed someone. That ulcer is almost lethal. I could have died, you know. It's almost as deadly as my friend Imi the elephant calls nature.
Wait, wait. Just a minute, Hood-Hood. First, tell me, are you okay? And what utter on earth are you talking about?
I think I need a glass of cold drink just to get back to my senses and my heartbeat back to normal. Maybe sweets and chocolate. Sugar is good for dizziness. Or maybe both.
Chocolates and sweets, you say? I have something better than that. I know exactly what you need, Hood-Hood. The best medicine. Come here, little Baba. Close your eyes and say, ah, the aeroplane is coming. 1 teaspoon of magical, mystical, delicious, yummy castor oil.
Castor oil? No need for such heavy medication, Zinira. I'm better. The mention of castor oil and I feel super duper fine. Look, I can run and skip and jump.
Hood-Hood, you little rascal. Is that what it is? You infest Radio Islam Butterfly Corner Studio with doom so that you can get sweets and chocolates. You're definitely going to get something, but it's not sweets.
Zinira, you sound angry like you want to give Hood-Hood a good hiding.
Yes, Hood-Hood, and I think you deserve it for being such a rascal and contaminating Radio Islam Studios with doom.
Wait, let me explain, Zinira. It was a mistake, I promise.
Hood-Hood, you have 2 minutes to explain this little fiasco, little bird. Our time is almost up and we didn't get to do our show with the butterflies.
You see, Zinira, let me tell you. You said it's very easy to do good deeds on the day of Jummah. So I so badly wanted to practice those sunnah. But I don't have nails to clip. And I don't have teeth, so I can't use a miswak. The only sunnah I could put was utter. And so, I got so happy when I saw the utter bottle for flying and crawling creatures. So I said it's better because I marinated my whole body in it. I wanted to smell nice. And then I sprayed something for you also. And some for the creepy crawly friends like Bilal the bumblebee because I can also fly.
Oh my, what situation do we have on our hands here, little Hood-Hood? I'm sorry for shouting at you, but after listening to your story, you definitely need a shouting. But I won't give you any castor oil.
Say promise, say you won't, say promise me.
I promise, Hood-Hood, but come closer. I need to tell you and the butterflies what went wrong. Butterflies, our little Hood-Hood wanted to do a very good deed and put utter for the day of Jummah. But like you, beloved butterflies, little Hood-Hood can't read. So he misunderstood a can of very dangerous and poisonous doom to be perfume or utter and almost injured himself and his creepy, crawly friends like Bilal the bumblebee. Alhamdulillah, I was here in time, so no one got sick or injured. But phew, that really was a close call. Butterflies and Hood-Hood, what's our golden rule? Aren't we always supposed to take permission first before using something that's not ours? Remember, butterflies always get permission from mummy and daddy or our older brothers and sisters before doing anything, no matter how noble our intention may seem and how good we want to be. Sometimes we don't understand. We learned a lesson today and all our time passed. We didn't get to speak to Hoodhood about his travels, but we learned a very important lesson. We learned never to touch anything that doesn't belong to us and always remember to ask permission before doing anything. It's the same if you want to eat and drink something. Don't do it without anyone's permission, because that bottle may not be what you think it is.
Senora, first I have to say sorry for contaminating our beautiful Radio Islam studio. Second, all praise is due to Allah, who saved me and my creepy crawly friends and a bumblebee from something really bad. I know now how bad and dangerous Doom is. Doom is just like matchsticks. It can cause big trouble. Butterflies, learn from me. Ask permission, help, and guidance, even if the picture looks nice. I should have asked for permission and help from Zinira, my best friend. I could have caused serious injuries to myself and the other creepy crawlies. But Zinira, I need to ask you something.
Okay, Hoodhood, go ahead and ask.
Since we didn't get to do our show today about places and people I met on my travels, can I come again next Friday? I promise it will be over the moon and the room won't stink of doom. Otherwise, you can whack me with a broom.
Hoodhood, you sweet little rascal. As long as you and the butterflies have learned your lesson, there's no reason to use a broom. I trust you and make dua that the butterflies have learned an important lesson today. We look forward to your exciting adventures, inshallah. But I'll be off now and we'll see you and the butterflies next week, Friday, inshallah.
Okay, Zinira, my salama.
There's a fire burning, my heart is glowing. Islam is flowing in the city of peace.
Madina Tayyiba, Muhammad Mustafa, Imam al-Anbiya, in the city of peace.
There's a fire burning, green domes are glowing.
Zamzam is flowing
in the city of peace.
Madina Tayyiba, Muhammad Mustafa, Imam al-Anbiya, in the city of peace. There's a fire burning, cool breeze are blowing, durood is snowing, in the city of peace.
Madina Tayyiba, Muhammad Mustafa, Imam al-Anbiya, in the city of peace. There's a fire burning, Islam is growing, Iman is spreading, from the city of peace.
Madina Tayyiba, Muhammad Mustafa, Imam al-Anbiya,
in the city of peace. There's a fire burning, Muslims are growing,
enemies are trembling,
for the city of peace.
Madina Tayyiba, Muhammad Mustafa, Imam al-Anbiya, in the city of peace. There's a fire burning, cool breeze are blowing, durood is snowing, in the city of peace.
Madina Tayyiba, Muhammad Mustafa, Imam al-Anbiya,
in the city of peace. Rasulullah,
unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma'assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today.
Remember, you can email your comments to Zineera at radioislamlive.com. That's Z-I-N-E-E-R-A.